USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the passage of the abortion bill in Alabama that would ban virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest, calling it very sad and heartbreaking. And U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's running for the White House, says,
"It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights."
The Republican Governor Kay Ivey expected to sign the bill. Backers of the bill say they want to force the U.S. Supreme Court to make a decision on the defining question in the Roe v. Wade decision, which established a woman's right to an abortion. Experts have ruled the man suspected of plotting to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City just days after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is unfit to stand trial. PhD student Mark Lamparello, arrested in April for allegedly walking into the cathedral with gas cans and butane lighters. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Saying the system makes it too easy now for migrants to get into and remain in the United States, Senator Lindsey Graham's introducing a bill to address what he calls a horrible situation at the southern U.S. border.
And under our law, you're entitled to a hearing. It could take 3 or 4 years before your hearing is scheduled. So word is out on the street, if you apply for asylum, you're going to be let loose in the country.
Graham, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, says this is just one idea, as he also continues to support comprehensive immigration reform. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying he has not discussed a demand for President Trump's taxes with anyone at the White House. He testified at a Senate hearing this morning, insisting that he has not, quote, had any discussions with President Trump, nor has he taken any direction from him on the issue of those taxes. Mnuchin recently rejecting a demand from a House committee to release several years of Trump's personal and business tax returns. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Texas State Senate's recently approved a bill to raise the smoking age in the state to 21, and then yesterday the House passed a preliminary version of the bill as well. A final version still has to be approved by the Senate, and it is expected to pass. Many parents sometimes wonder if their child has a cold or if they have allergies. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains the difference.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold. You can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies.
And a 29-year-old Florida man was arrested this week for playing basketball in the nude. It happened in Longwood. He claimed to police he plays better when he's unclothed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.